Welcome to the AMGU Telecom Podcast. Here's the team from AMGU with insider news and opinions on the issues affecting you from the mobile industry, AMGU phones, and everything Android. Hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of the AMGU Podcast. This is Adrian from AMGU, and I'm joined by Liam. Liam's one of our technical guys. Liam, would you like to introduce yourself briefly?
Hello, yeah, my name is Liam. I'm one of our resident developers, and today I'm going to be talking to you about Android routing.
Android routing, excellent. Now, this is quite a technical subject, which perhaps some of our listeners won't know too much about. It's often mentioned in things like Android forums, and is kind of seen as the preserve of quite technical types, because it's not something that you can just easily install onto your phone like an app, as if you were adding Facebook or something like that, which basically the phone just adds it on automatically. It's a little bit more technically involved than that, and that's why Liam's going to talk us through, first of all, what is routing? So, Liam, take it away.
Okay, thank you, Adrian. So, Android runs on top of an operating system called Linux, and to be root in Linux basically makes you the boss. By having root access, you will be in full control of your Android device. So the benefit, I'll go through the benefits of these very shortly, but if you've heard of jailbreaking for Apple devices, you can compare it to that roughly. So it's a way to do things with your device that maybe the manufacturer or your carrier didn't intend for you to do.
Okay, now when you say carrier or manufacturer, first of all, let's talk about the manufacturer. That's who makes the phone. So in the case of AMGU, that would mean an AMGU phone. But you also said carrier. What do you mean by carrier?
So a carrier, if you're in China, for example, could be China Mobile, China Telecom, China Unicom. If you're in Europe, possibly somebody like Vodafone.
So what you're saying is that either manufacturers or mobile networks, carriers, might actually be preventing their users from doing certain things with the phones, okay? And so routing is, if I'm not mistaken, one of the ways in which we as users can actually get around these restrictions. So speaking of restrictions and the fact that getting over some of these manufacturer or network restrictions might be beneficial, let's have a little dive into some of the benefits of a rooted Android phone.
Yes. So as we mentioned, the carriers and network providers earlier, one of the reasons that people often root their Android phone is because there are lots of extra software on the phones that they don't want and require, or their phones are getting a little bit older and they're slowing down and they want to get either the latest Android version or they want to remove some of the software that they don't use. So some carriers, for example, might bundle some of their software onto the phone, and often it's not really that useful when people tend to not really use it.
This is called bloatware, right?
Yeah, that's correct. It's known as bloatware because generally it slows your phone down, interferes with its operation in some way, normally because the carriers themselves don't have the time to write apps that have high performance, unlike, say, that you would get from the likes of Google. So the reality is often their software isn't fantastic, generally a bit out of date, and it's not updated that regularly. So especially as your phone is getting a bit older, you may notice that its performance is less than that of the latest flagship phones, and it becomes noticeable. So that's another reason why that you might want to get rid of the bloatware. It'll free up some extra memory on your phone, possibly if you are running out to install some more apps. Your memory will be freer, your CPU will be less taxed, which can give you better battery life. So even something as simple as removing carrier software can give you a nice boost. Another reason is that as your phone gets older, your carrier often won't push out the latest Android updates because it requires a lot of extra work on their part. Ultimately, they only really want to do this extra work for their flagship phones. So you might have a phone that's only a year old, sometimes 18 months, and your carrier will no longer push the latest updates to your phone. So you won't get the latest features, and if there are any security vulnerabilities in your phone, they won't get fixed.
So this is basically because the new version of Android is quite box office, it's quite a draw, and so they mainly want to have that on their newest phones so that it's more attractive, that people will just go out and upgrade a phone and buy a new phone, right?
That's exactly it, yeah. Part of a big draw for getting the latest phone is that it's really nice to use, the software's lovely. It's what pulls people in. And if you've got an older phone and you want to give it a new lease of life, if you do root your phone, you give yourself the ability to update the operating system on your device to the latest version of Android and get those extra features that your carrier would only be putting on their flagship phones. In addition to this, you can also install a custom version of Android known as a ROM, which is spelled R-O-M. There are many custom versions of Android out on the internet. A lot of hobbyists and indeed several companies have produced their own custom versions. One in particular is called CyanogenMod, which was initially started by a group of hobbyists looking for an alternative to Google Android, often coming up with cutting-edge features before the Google builds have themselves.
Okay, and for any of you budding phone modificationists out there, we're going to leave a link to CyanogenMod in the show notes and to a lot of other of the interesting topics that we're talking about today. We'll try and dig up some blogs if we haven't already got the information to hand, and we'll leave those in the show notes.
So next, let's talk about performance. If you root your Android phone, it gives you the ability to overclock and underclock your Android. So what this means is if you overclock something, it essentially speeds it up, which will give your phone some extra performance. Likewise, if you underclock it, that may lower the performance, but with the added extra that it does extend the battery life. Under stock Android, your phone will run at the same level of performance most of the time. However, if you wanted to extend your battery life, for example, you could get an app that could underclock your phone, and it could extend your battery life quite significantly, which is especially useful if you're going through a period when you're not going to be using it too much.
Or it could even be useful perhaps for people in developing world who don't have ready access to electricity, but they want a smartphone, but they don't have the ability perhaps to keep charging it daily. So by underclocking it to an amount and increasing their phone's battery life, that's actually going to help them, right?
Yeah, big time. I mean, it will save them money. You do take a little bit of a performance hit. The more you underclock it, the slower the performance, but that's the trade you're making. And especially if you're not going to be streaming videos and doing multimedia things, it won't really make a difference in your general user experience.
Okay.
Other things you can do is install an ad blocker, for example. Most of you will probably have installed an ad blocker on their internet browser on their computer. To stop annoying pop-ups, adverts, banner ads, things like that. You'll notice you won't be able to get that in the Google Marketplace. You won't be able to download that as an app. Part of that reason is that a lot of way that Google makes some of its revenue is via advertising. So it's not really within their interest to allow their users to get hold of an ad blocker.
Sneaky Google.
Yeah, that's right. But, you know, they do good software. So it's something that people are prepared to put up with. But as the whole point of this routing topic, ultimately you should be in charge. So if you want to install AdBlocker, there you go, you can do that. There are tons of things you can do when you root your Android. So you can have extreme customization. You could set your home screen exactly as you wanted. You could create different colors of flashing light on your phone depending on which notifications are coming in. So your status light could flash red for a phone call, blue for an SMS, green for a message off a messaging app. So you can customize it in that way as well.
Okay, it's amazing how you take all of these things for granted. So when you get a new cell phone, if it flashes green when you get a phone call, you just sort of think, okay, that's how the phone's meant to be. But actually, you can control all of this stuff while you're rooting it. And Liam, a moment ago, you mentioned extreme customization. That sounds pretty exciting. So extreme customization is, in effect, you basically set up the phone exactly how you want, and it may look nothing like the original Android OS that was on the phone, right?
Yep, that's exactly correct. So you have total control over how your phone looks and how it responds, which to a lot of people is very attractive. One thing you could do, for example, with one app in particular, is you could even control when certain people can get through to you by time. So you could block your boss, for example, at a specific time on a Friday evening and not enable it again till another time on a Monday morning, all automatically.
Oh, the joy. That sounds ingenious. And so this is actually only available for rooted phones?
Yes, as far as I'm aware, this sort of autonomy to get the phone to do it automatically requires root access, because it has to kind of delve into the depths of the phone and do things that normal software wouldn't be allowed to do by Google standards.
Okay, give me more benefits, Liam.
Will do. So you could hook up your PlayStation controller, for example, to your Android phone if you use it for gaming, which I think is pretty cool. If there are apps that aren't available in your country on the App Store, you can get a trick app, a market enabler, that will trick the Google Store into thinking you're in the country that you're required to be in to get it. So you can get around those restrictions. Apparently, some carriers in certain countries charge you for tethering your mobile phone to your laptop. So that's setting your mobile phone up as a Wi-Fi hotspot and sharing the internet. Apparently, there's an extra charge for that. If your phone's rooted, you can use certain apps that would not notify your carrier. So it's another way that you can save yourself a bit of money on top of that.
But obviously, we're not suggesting that you go out and break any laws. Anything that you do with regard to routing, just be careful out there, guys. But I think that a lot of the functions of routed apps and things like that are usually pretty innocuous.
So one more. You could even get extra features like Beats Audio or exclusive features that are on other handsets straight onto your phone, which I think is pretty cool.
Okay, that's an awful lot of benefits to routing an Android phone. But as with most good things, is there a downside?
Yes, unfortunately there is. So at this point, I have to give you a word of caution, folks. I'd say routing your device is not for someone who is a complete novice to technology. Some computer know-how is required. There are some tools that make it a lot easier, which I will go through in a moment. However, I would recommend not routing your device if you do not feel at least a little bit comfortable with technology, because there is the potential to break your phone. Basically, it's known as bricking. That only happens rarely and in a catastrophic situation, really, but it can happen. You might struggle or have to pay a surcharge to get that back to working order from your manufacturer or from your local phone shop. Also, manufacturers do say that it voids their warranty, so again, you have to be careful. On the plus side of that, you can, as long as the phone is still working, you can recover your phone back to its factory defaults. So in essence, as long as you don't brick your phone, the manufacturer will have no way of knowing that you have rooted your device.
Or tried to root it,
exactly. So they're the downsides, so just be careful.
So if you've rooted a phone, can you still use Google Play Store? Because obviously one of the reasons that you're rooting a phone perhaps might be to get at some of these juicy apps that are not available on the Play Store. But of course, there are still loads of good apps, a million or more, in fact, on the Google Play Store. And so you're not going to lose that, right?
No, not at all. You can still access the Google Play Store as before. Interestingly, there are some apps on the Google Play Store which specify that they're root only, or they have certain extra useful features that you can only use if your device is rooted. So some of these apps are available on the official store. It's just that they need certain permissions to do some of the extra cool things.
Okay.
One thing also to consider, though, is when you're installing these rooted apps, you need to be slightly wary. They do have ultimate control over your device, and make sure you get them from a reputable source. You don't want to just be downloading apps off any old website, because they have the potential to, you know, to gain access to anything on your phone, including your messages and things like that. So only download apps from someone that you trust. You know, check the author, see if they've had reviews about the app previously, see what other people have said about on the internet. Most of the time it's perfectly legitimate, but just be aware there are people out there who would like to get hold of your information. So you just have to be a little bit careful.
A lot of the apps, as you've mentioned, they'll request a permission, right? And so one of the good ways to find out whether an app is worth installing or not, or whether it's really dodgy or dangerous, is to check which kinds of permissions it's asking for. And that also goes for apps that you can only get by rooting the phone, right?
Yes, yeah, that's correct. If it's a voice recording app, for example, it should only need access to your microphone, your storage, maybe a few other features. Mm. If it starts asking for the ability to turn your phone off, access to your contacts, access to your SMS details, then you know maybe that this app is doing something else or harvesting your data for an advertising company. So to pay attention to those permissions.
Okay, good advice there, good advice.
So just to reiterate, before you go trying to root your phone, make sure that you've found a guide that you're comfortable with following that's well written. Make sure you get your apps from a reputable source, because we don't want to be responsible if anyone accidentally bricks their phone.
We're also going to add a guide that we found about how to root your phone into the show notes, so you can follow that or perhaps ask a technical friend to help you to do it. But that'll give you some more idea down in type on your screen in a little bit more depth than what we've been talking about today. However, we don't just want you to read a blog and try to go it alone when rooting your phone. And so, in a nutshell, Liam's going to talk you through it right now.
So, the first thing that we need to do when we're rooting our device is put our phone into developer mode. So, on an Android handset, you need to go into settings. You then need to find the about section. Then there'll be another section which is called build number. And it'll probably have, for the latest one, it might have 5.01. It'll have something along those lines. Now, it might not look selectable, but you need to tap where it says build number 7 times. Once you do that, it will give you the option to enable developer options, which is what we want to do. Once you have enabled developer options, if you go to settings again, go to developer options, and you'll find an option called enable USB debugging. Now, you'll want to make sure that that's ticked. There may also be another option that mentions MTP. That's Michael Tango Papa. If you find an option like that and it's ticked, untick that. This enables you to plug your phone into your computer and to begin the rooting process. So that's the first step. And the next step, step number 2, is that go ahead and plug your mobile phone into your computer. So 2 things might happen now. I'm going to presume that all our users are using the Windows operating system for now, because most people will be. Either the Windows update will go and fetch your phone's USB driver, which will allow it to talk to the computer to communicate automatically, or it won't. On my case, when I tried earlier today, Windows update couldn't find it. So you need to install a USB driver for your phone. So you can go away and Google that. If you have a Samsung phone, for example, you would type in Samsung phone USB driver. Often this might come bundled with some extra manufacturer software, so just download whatever you can find. But the main thing here is that you just need the USB driver so you can talk between the computer and the phone. Okay, so now the computer and the phone are talking. So step 3, we need to start thinking about backing up your device. You can do this through, I think the easiest way to do this, to be honest, is to go into the App Store and to look up something like My Backup or Titanium Backup. They're 2 that I've found that seem to be particularly popular and useful.
Okay, we'll add links to those 2 into the show notes for you as well, guys.
Great. And you need to back up your app data. So because we're going to be toying around with the phone's internals, there is a chance that your phone might need to be erased or wiped, we need to make sure that we have a safe backup of all of the things that are on your phone. I can't stress enough how important this is, because I myself have accidentally lost everything on my phone through toying around with, messing around with Android routing. So disaster. Please be careful. Yeah, it's very easy to do. So just make sure that you've got a backup of all your data. If you have a phone that has an SD card, now would be a good time to remove that, just as a precaution. So go away, get those apps, back up your phone. That's my number 1 piece of advice. Once you've done that, we can move on to step 4. This step changes depending on the device that you have. Often for certain devices, there are custom ways to do it. But what I'm going to discuss, I'm just going to give you two pieces of software now that I've found have been particularly easy to use and work across a broad spectrum of phones. One of them is called TowelRoot, that's TowelRoot, and another is KangoRoot, which is KangoRoot. Both of these pieces of software have been designed to be very easy to use, simple one-click routing solutions. So ideally, they shouldn't wipe any of your data. They should just enable root access on your phone with the click of a button. Hmm. But as we all know, sometimes these things go wrong, which is why it's important to back up your data.
Okay.
Finally, presuming that all the routing has gone well, we will include some extra stuff in the resource notes for you to look through, and some great forums that you can go to for support and advice. But my last piece of advice would be to install a root app manager. So there are two that I'm going to give you now. One's called Super SU and one's called Super User Whitelist. Both of these apps are ways to manage your root apps. So as we were talking about earlier in terms of permissions and making sure that these root apps are doing what they said that they should be doing, these apps help you manage your root apps. So they check what permissions they are trying to use. Super User Whitelist, for example, will ask you every time a root app tries to run as root, which means have full access to the phone, so you'll know that it's not just doing something strange in the background at a strange time. So, you know, it gives you that added peace of mind and protection that you haven't accidentally installed a dodgy bit of software that's going to virus your phone.
Okay, so I've followed your steps with the one-click software, and now I've rooted the phone, or at least the screen is saying root succeeded. So what happens now? Is my phone going to look different?
So what will happen now is your phone will probably reboot, and in your phone should, for all intents and purposes, look the same as it did before. These one-click routers are designed to not modify your phone too much, so it's not going to give you a custom version of Android that's radically different. It will look the same as it did before, but now you have all these added bonuses that if you have any bloatware that previously you couldn't uninstall, your phone wouldn't let you, go ahead and uninstall it. Look on the App Store for some soft pieces of app for apps that use root access. Go ahead and look online and download some of the apps that we've talked about. Basically, it now means that your device is more capable than it was before.
Okay, so you're talking about downloading some of these snazzy apps that perhaps you don't have access to in the Google Play Store. And just because they're not in the Google Play Store doesn't mean there's something wrong with them, they're bad, they're wrong. It just means that for whatever reason, Google aren't going to publicize them. So now that we've decided we do want to root our phone and we understand that there's a lot of benefits, let's talk about some of our favorite apps that you can't find in the Google Play Store. So, Liam, do you want to kick it off?
Yes, let's start off for Adblocker. So as we've already talked about, nobody likes ads, and an ad blocker is never going to make its way into the Google Play Store. So go ahead and install your favorite ad blocker. Second in our lineup is TV Portal, which is a way to watch TV shows on your phone for free. Third, TubeMate, which allows you to download videos from YouTube straight to your device for offline viewing. Fourth is SNES 9X. This is a old school arcade emulator for your phone, so you can play all your old school arcade delights from the 80s and 90s. You'll need to get hold of ROMs. In this case, they are the games for them. We will see if we can include something later on.
I like the sound of that. I'm pretty old school. So you can get stuff like Street Fighter 2 and stuff like that and play that on your Android phone, right?
Yeah, Street Fighter 2, Pac-Man, nice. Super Mario, Bomberman, pretty much even probably Metal Slug for anyone who likes those shooter-up games.
Sweet.
Pretty much anything you can find in the arcade cabinets, right, you'll be able to get. And which I'm also excited about. I'm probably going to go and get that right after the show, in fact. Yeah. Finally, there's one called Mu Music. That's spelt M-I-U-I, Music. This is a stock... This is an app that comes stock with Xiaomi phones, which is a Chinese manufacturer, for those of you who don't already know. Normally, you can't get it for your phone. It's a manufacturer specific, but because you've rooted your phone, you'll be able to get it, run it on any device that you like, and it allows you to download music straight to your phone and listen to it for free. So it's similar to Spotify Premium, but it's free.
Nice.
Nothing not to like.
No, well, nothing not to like about that. You're right. Obviously, if there's a chance that by doing some of these things, you might be falling foul of the law or certain rules or regulations in your country or region, the answer is don't take the risk. Don't do it. Because just because the apps are out there, one of the reasons why Google might not include them in the Play Store is because they might be that little bit naughty. Okay, and so the rules in the region or country where the app is coming from might not be the same as where you're from. So you don't want to go getting yourself into trouble. But nonetheless, these are five cool options that you could try and get started with. And as Liam said, there's heaps more on the internet. And all you've got to do is do a quick Google search. And once your phone has been rooted, pretty much it's all open to you to do whatever you want. So we're making a pretty strong case for considering rooting your Android phone. And I think it bears the question, can you root an Amgu phone?
Yes, you can root an Amgu phone, same as you can for any other phone. The thing to bear in mind, though, is that one of the biggest reasons that people do decide to root is they want to get rid of manufacturer and carrier bloatware, or they want to update to a version of Android that isn't available on that phone because for whatever reason it's out of date. Luckily, Android the Amgu phones don't do that to you. It comes with stock Android. I believe that they are the only phone to come with stock Android other than some relatively high-end models from Google on in their Nexus lineup, the Motorola Moto X, and a phone by HTC. That's it. So actually, the fact that they're running stock Android is a big plus.
So to those listeners who aren't sure what the distinction is between stock Android and normal Android that you might find on your phone, as Liam said earlier on, the Android that you get on your phone, for instance, I used to have a Samsung phone, and Samsung have got their own version of Android. And although most Androids look quite similar, it did have a lot of Samsung-specific stuff on there, like Samsung's music software service, S-Beam, which is some sort of data transfer service, some sort of S-messaging and things like that. And all of these apps, do you know what? I never used them at all. And that's the classic example of bloatware, because despite me never using them, they still take up memory, they still slow the phone down, they still make the phone use more battery to actually start them up when you actually power on your phone. And it's just kind of redundant. And I'm not saying there's something wrong with these apps. They are fine and they do a job. However, personally, I, and probably a lot of other people, would never particularly want to use those. Now, the benefit with stock Android is that you don't get any of this stuff. So Amgu don't give you some sort of obscure Amgu messaging. They don't fill up the phone with Amgu branded apps and things like that, which are only going to slow your phone down. It is literally pure Android as Google have released it. So it's Google's vision of what Android should be. And if you root that, you do get a lot of benefits in terms of having control over your phone, like you can download all of the apps that we've been talking about. However, having a pure stock Android phone is probably the next best thing before rooting. So do think about not rooting the phone if you have stock Android, because although you won't have access to a lot of restricted apps, actually you're going to be avoiding a lot of the issues that people with non-stock Android phones face, which is bloatware, slowdown, and redundant software.
Yep, that's quite right, Aid. You summarised that perfectly. I just want to throw in two websites that I found particularly useful during my routing experience. They have a great deal of support. They have some excellent guides on there. They have forums for you to post questions, some very knowledgeable people. So one is androidcentral.com and the other is xda-developers.com. So if you Google either Android Central or XDA Developers, I'm sure you'll find that easily enough. Both great resources for all things Android. And we'll make sure to add that to the show notes as well for you.
Okay, so we've bust through the 30-minute ceiling on this podcast, and hopefully you've got a lot of information about routing your phone that you didn't have before. Before we embarked upon testing this out and looking at some of these apps, I myself didn't know a huge amount about routing phones, and I didn't realise that there's a lot of good stuff that you can do if you route your phone that you would never know or never have access to before you actually did it. So it's a big thanks to Liam for helping us out with that. So Liam, thanks for your help, and you'll come back and join us on the podcast again, will you?
Yes, of course. It sounds like I'm being volunteered already, so I'm sure I'll be here for another session. I have enjoyed doing it today, and I hope what I've had to say has been useful to someone out there listening.
Absolutely, that's been brilliant. So that brings us to a close today, folks. Again, if there are any questions, feel free to leave a comment on the podcast or on the blog, and also check out the resources that we're leaving for you in the show notes, and why not have a go at routing your Android device next time yourself? Let us know how you go with that. Cheers. Bye-bye.